to the Colleen and Bradley Show. Here on My Talk 107.1, we're streaming live, doing everything entertainment at MyTalk1071.com. Colleen Lindstrom, I'm Bradley Trainer, and you guys, we are so lucky. We are very excited to have a special guest in the studio with us. His name is Randy Harrison.
Hey.
Hi, Randy.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you so much for being with us. So now, Randy is here, of course, in the Twin Cities right now in the current production of Sunday in the Park with George at the Guthrie. You've been here now. When did the show open?
A month ago. I've been here about 2 months.
Okay. So you've been here about 2 months. You're going to be here through the end of August, or close to near the end of August with this show. Welcome.
Thank you.
To the Twin Cities. Yeah,
I love it here.
Thanks for being here with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I got to see the show a couple nights ago, and you know, I mean, like every Guthrie show, we tell people all the time, you have to go see. And after watching the show, I mean, your performance is great, and we'll talk about the performance, but I just always have to remind people how lucky we are, and Colleen, I know you will echo this sentiment, how lucky we are to have such amazing theater in the Twin Cities.
Yes.
It's the best theater town in the country, I think.
I don't think people here realize how lucky we actually are half the time, so.
I certainly do, as a New Yorker coming here and seeing all the incredible theater and all these actors who are able to make amazing lives here.
Yeah, and it's cool because you've got, you know, you came, you know, from New York and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But there are people in the show that are, you know, part of a working, breathing theater community in
here,
the Twin Cities.
Yeah, I think there's a cast of 15 or 16 and only 5 of us are from out of town and the rest are from here. And
that's
they're
awesome.
Extraordinary actors. I've learned so much from them.
Yeah.
And this isn't your first time on the Guthrie stage. You were here in 2007 as well, right?
I was in the first season in the new building in the other theater, the Proscenium Theater, doing the Glass Menagerie.
And, you know, again, you know, as you mentioned, here in we here in Minnesota value the theater at the Guthrie. But for us it's ours. Yeah. But for somebody coming in from New York, again, who you've done Broadway before,
right?
I mean, how did the two kind of stack up? I mean, I imagine people are equally impressed about the Guthrie.
Honestly, I was very intimidated coming here the first time because the theater has such a reputation and Minneapolis has such an amazing reputation for the actors who are from here. So I was, you know, I felt like I had to prove myself to come here. And, you know, when someone comes from out of town, different cities, some cities don't like it and are mean, some theater, but everybody was really welcome here, of course. But
here's the test though. Yeah. Have people invited you to their house for dinner?
I have.
Okay,
I've been
good.
You've
broken through.
I've been to backyard barbecues.
Yeah. Oh, you're in then.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're all in.
Good.
So if you guys haven't seen the show, obviously you want to go see the show, but if you don't know much about Sunday in the Park, it's a really emotional production. Like, yeah. There is intensity, a raw emotional intensity in that show, and you are bringing it on stage throughout the entire show for 2 acts, and you're doing it. I literally sat throughout the performance going, and not only yourself, but I'm focusing on you because you're here.
Right.
I'm thinking to myself, how do they bring this intensity night after night after night? You're channeling a lot of stuff. So yeah. how do you do that?
I mean, the score really helps. It's by Stephen Sondheim, and it really, it moves me emotionally. So it really triggers a lot of things, and I just have to open myself up to it. And, you know, the singing musicals, they make me more emotional. I think they make the audience more emotional. So it really helps to open yourself up to the score. It really helps the physical demands of singing kind of connect you to your, like, a deeper energy in an easy way, and connecting with the other actors who are all just extraordinary.
Was there something that was particularly like a mountain to climb with this production for you as an actor?
Yeah, a lot of things were. It's really difficult material. And I've known this show since I was a kid. So I kind of thought, oh, I know it. But then when you come to rehearsals and you start learning it musically, it's just very difficult. And I've been singing forever, but I'm not the most exquisite musician as far as like counting. And there's a lot of rhythmic difficulties and a lot of slight lyric variations and a lot of lyrics to learn. So it was really, it took me longer than I expected to have it in my body in a deep way and not have to be on the front of my brain being like, what do I say next? How long do I hold this phrase? Where do I breathe?
And then now you have to keep it alive every single night all the way through.
Right.
And how do you do that?
Again, it's connecting with the other actors. I mean, every audience is very different. So, you know, there's a huge, sometimes there's audiences that are really laughy. Sometimes there's audience where you can tell they're, you know, very emotional about mm-hmm. certain things. So you sort of are always navigating the performance and the story that you're telling collectively with the other actors and the audience. So it is something that if you're attuned to it, it's never the same.
Mm-hmm.
That helps.
Well, and I was, telling Randy, if you guys are just joining us, we're talking to Randy Harrison from Sunday in the Park with George at the Guthrie. It's going to be there through August 20th. You can go on our website for details. But also, I've gotten word, there's a special 50% off deal. Ooh. On our website.
This is awesome.
So go to mytalk1071.com and pick up that deal. But I was telling Randy before we went on, Colleen, that he has the pleasure of working with two people that we know and have worked with in the past, Ann Michaels and Sasha Andreev.
Oh, we love them.
I love them, too.
They're wonderful people.
I don't know if you know this, Randy, but we like to tell
people
this.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. We just sound D-baggy when we do this.
I don't care. It's our one chance
to shine.
Well,
we've been on the stage.
We've been on the stage. So. It was the Pantages Theater, though. So every year, our radio station does this thing called Project Down and Dirty. It's like a reality show on the radio. I know Colleen is rolling her eyes, whatever.
No, I'm not. I'm laughing because we love to relate to people on this
we
level.
We totally relate to you, Randy.
What did you do on the stage?
So we sang songs and acted.
They put us in a different world every year. So one year it was like you're going to be stuck in a mall and you have to like learn what it's like to run a mall and then run a restaurant. And one year it was a musical two years ago.
That's a fun year.
It was so
I'm glad you got that year.
It was
so... It was the singular hardest thing we've had to do in a week's time.
It was four days. We put on a show
well,
in 4 days.
That's ridiculous. I mean, that's crazy.
It was amazing. We did choreography. I know that this will probably shock and surprise you. We were three strippers from Gypsy.
Oh.
We did that number.
Who was Miss Mazeppa? Wait, what are they?
I was Miss Mazeppa with the trumpet.
Electra is the electronic
Ann Michaels
one.
Was Electra.
Yes, she was. Oh, my God.
And I was Tessie Tura.
So, yes. But it was only because of people like Ann Michaels, and this was just my way to, you know, just echo how amazing the talent is. It was people like Ann and Sasha who allowed us to not look like complete, utter fools.
4 days is a ridiculous short amount of time,
for us. It was unreal. I mean, yeah,
we had 3 weeks for this. Usually I have 3 or 4 weeks to figure it out.
No. It probably looks more like you had 3 weeks than ours looked like a 4 day show.
They
no, it was
a lot
awesome.
Better than we
yeah,
did.
It was, God. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can't let you, go. We've got a few more minutes, but we can't get out of this conversation with talking a little bit about Queer as Folk.
Of course.
Right? So, Colleen, did you watch Queer as Folk when it came out
this
in 2000?
This is one of my pop culture blind spots.
Okay.
Oh, but because what network was it on?
Showtime.
That's why. Because this was at a time in my life where affording premium channels was not possible. But it has been on, I'm not kidding you, on my list of this is something I need to binge because of the revolutionary nature of the show.
And just for somebody I know who loves TV like you do, and it occupies a very specific space in television history. And it mm-hmm. was, for me, I was about 25 years old when it came out. So this was like my, moment to see something similar to me for the very first time on TV. And I'm sure you've had people relate to you all the time, stories just like that.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's something that's sort of gathered significance over the years. And I've become more and more aware of how important it was to people. And more grateful to have been a part of something like that.
When you auditioned for the role on Queer as Folk, were you aware of kind of the revolutionary nature at that time of what you were signing on to do?
I think I was. I mean, I'd read about the British one beforehand because it started, there was like one season in England. So I read about it. I knew the synopsis. I read the script. And I knew if they made it the way the script read that there had never been anything on American television like that.
Right.
I didn't know if they were going to have the balls to do it, but
right.
I knew if they did, it would be, I didn't know if it would last, but I knew it would be the first thing of its kind. And I knew as somebody growing up without representation like that before Queer as Folk and before there were many gay characters on television, I knew that it was something that would have been of immense value to me a few years before that. So I knew it would be important to someone. I didn't know how long it would last and how important it would be to.
Well, and you've got to have people
culture.
Now, young people coming up to you who've discovered it for the first time. And that's just got to be a treat to have them relate.
It's amazing because most of the people that come up to me now are people who were far too young to watch it back when it started, but have watched it on Netflix or, it's in and out. It's often on Netflix every once in a while or Showtime re-airs it every Pride month usually. So it's people who have discovered it a lot later and it's still important to them. It's amazing.
It's absolutely.
See, I'm going to get around to it.
You need to watch it.
I know.
All right. So we always like to end our interviews, Randy, with a few questions.
Okay.
We have three standard questions and a bonus question.
All right. Can I get them wrong, or are they just like a
no? They're totally.
There are no wrong answers.
Well, there's a wrong answer for the last one. We'll get to it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Who is your celebrity crush?
My celebrity crush. Tilda Swinton.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, number two.
Number two of the questions that we're asking actor Randy Harrison. What's your favorite junk food?
Ice cream.
Any particular kind?
Yeah, I just started getting Jenny's Brambleberry Crisp.
Oh my gosh.
What is that? It's the most expensive ice cream. It's like $10 a pint.
It sounds totally worth it, though.
It's so good. And it's like, it has like jam in it, like boysenberry, like blueberry jam swirled in it, and then like oatmeal crispy things. Can I just get this in my freezer section? Yeah, I get it. They sell it at Whole Foods.
There you go.
What's it called? Jenny's is the brand,
and Brambleberry Crisp is the flavor.
All right, so we've got Tilda Swinton, ice cream, and Colleen.
What do you sleep in?
Nothing.
Oh,
I love that.
Not a shocker.
Okay.
I understand people who sleep in clothes. I find it so uncomfortable.
I sleep in clothes. In the winter, I wear socks.
No, if it's really cold, I'll go to sleep with clothes on, but I'll take...
They'll be gone by the time you wake up.
It's like a striptease act in bed.
I don't know.
Okay.
I
mean,
it's just...
All right, so...
We have to keep this PG.
Before things get too uncomfortable...
This is the one that you can get wrong.
This is the most important question.
All right.
The most...
With actor Randy Harrison, currently on stage at the Guthrie... in Sunday in the Park with George, Randy. Do you know Zac Efron?
No.
Have you never met Zac Efron?
I've never met Zac Efron.
Oh my gosh.
Well, see, you don't know this, but and the reason this is our last question always is because between now and October, our goal is to make human contact with Zac Efron.
Okay.
It's called the Hunt for Hot Zactober.
Okay. It always sounds weird when we tell people for the first time.
It sounds weird when we tell people for the 10th time, Bradley. It's weird.
Your goal is by October?
Yeah. By October.
Surely you're going to get
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I feel like it. And we always ask every celebrity because we're like, you've got to have some kind of connection.
No, I'm never in LA either. So like I have a different celebrity. So I don't even have a celebrity circle. I'm a theater actor in New York.
Like Anne Hathaway? Who can you get us close to?
Yeah, we got a 6 degrees.
Close to anyone.
Okay, no, we love you.
We're close to you,
Randy.
Which is all that matters right now, and we're very grateful that you took time out of your schedule to
My pleasure.
Us.
I'm happy to be here.
So, again, the show, just to remind people, is going to be here until August 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are tickets on sale, but we've got a deal for you. Just head to mytalk1071.com. It's been a real treat. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Randy.
Great to meet you both.
And we'll be back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show in just a moment with some fast food confessions right here on My Talk 107.1.
Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1, streaming live, doing everything entertainment at mytalk1071.com. Colleen Lindstrom, I'm Bradley Trainer.
Time for a fast food confessional, Colleen.
Oh, tell me more.
Okay, so I was, no, seriously, if you've got a fast food behavior that you need to get out, 651-641-1071, and I'll tell you the kind of behavior I'm talking about.
Okay.
So I saw this article that basically just creates a list of admissions that people have made, confessions that people have made surrounding fast food. For example, somebody took the fuse out of an oven so that her family would have to order takeout.
That sounds like something I would do.
Seems like a lot of work. somebody got a ride with a delivery driver after failing to get a taxi. Another, as I said, pretended to make sure her oven was broken. But that got me thinking, this happens in my very own house.
What?
I'm about to out somebody's behavior.
Uh-oh.
I guess I should have thought about this before I talk about
it. Well, whatever.
But let's just say that on occasion, people in my home have been known to maybe drive through a fast food experience and then discard the evidence in a non...
In an outdoor garbage location?
Maybe in an outdoor garbage instead of the inside garbage so as to not leave any evidence behind.
I get it.
Have you ever done this?
No, I don't have fast food shame, but that is, I think, a common condition. 651-641-1071. What's your fast food confession?
What's your fast food shame?
Well, the reason why, because I don't think I'm speaking out of school when I tell you this, because I think she's talked about it on the radio. Stephanie Hansen from The Weekly Dish, she told me once, she was like, because I love Taco Bell. She and I share a mutual affection for the Taco Bell. I truly do not eat. I make it sound like I eat Taco Bell far more often than I do. I probably average one time per year, but it is a good day when that happens.
Oh, I love
that. Day after, not as good, but the day of, fantastic. Anyway, Stephanie Hansen, she said to me once, she goes, you know what I do? I drive through the Taco Bell. And then I drive my car to a neighborhood where nobody's going to know me. And I eat it very fast in the car. I was like, okay, that sounds a little bit shameful to me. That sounds...
But what I love about that is that these are adults engaged in this behavior that they have absolutely no reason to. Like, they are not hiding from anyone, because who is the person that would judge you?
Right.
In fact, I do this very behavior on my own. So it used to be that I, like, on a night where, let's say, Jamie was working late, he's got like five jobs half mm-hmm. the time. Like, he'll work side jobs and things, and or he'll just be out with friends. And if I know he's going to be gone the whole night, I might think like, ooh, now is my time. And I will go get like fried chicken and I'll get some Doritos. Mm-hmm.
I did something M&Ms. Like this last night. 651-641-1071. What's your fast food confession? But I did something similar last night. My husband went out to the Roger Waters concert.
Yeah.
And I was home with the kids and we'd had a really hard workout. That's part of my excuse.
Yeah.
And so I was forced to order from Amazon restaurants.
Of course.
And also, you'll recall yesterday when you did the hipster food quiz.
Yeah.
One of the things you talked about was sushi burrito. How did you know? That's what I had last night. I couldn't get it out of my mind.
So you had to. That is another thing that plagues our home. This happens. I notice it happens to Jamie a lot, but this also happens to me, where you get an item, a food item in your mind. His fatal flaw will always be a commercial. He will see a commercial for, you know, the new queso burger at Wendy's. And then it's on like Donkey Kong.
Like, he can't not eat it.
At some point in the next 2 weeks, he is going to be eating that food item. And it just will not leave his head. And you and I have that. We just have created a segment on our radio show called Cheat Day Friday.
Lest you all wonder why we did that.
Let's go to Sarah and find out what her fast food confessional is. Hey, Sarah.
Hey. So my husband and I have been vegetarian for a while. And this is going to be TMI probably.
Are you meat cheating?
Every time it comes to be that time of the month, I just crave red meat, I think because my iron gets low. And so I broke down and I had like two Egg McMuffins from McDonald's.
You meat cheated, Sarah.
Oh my God. Now, did you tell
your... I had to throw away the wrappers at work.
So you did not share this little tidbit?
No.
Are we the first people you've told?
Yes.
I love it.
Were you sick afterwards?
With us. My real name.
Oh my gosh. You are hilarious.
Sarah is not your real name.
Okay.
And you have eaten two. Now, is this something that you, do you feel bad about it?
I mean, I feel guilty. I only feel guilty because I know that he is like 100% full on the vegetarian train.
Do you though?
Yeah. I mean, I've only caved a few times, and we do get sushi every once in a while because we love sushi. So I feel like, whoa.
But Sarah, what if he is meat cheating on you too? And maybe the both of you just need to come out with it and get and lay the steak on the table. I'm just saying. Thanks for your call, Sarah. That was good.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. She totally outed herself. On the radio. All right. Now I really want, all we've done today is talk about fast food. You understand?
We've really done our fair share.
When we come back, crazy, stupid idiots, dumb people doing dumb things right here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. We're streaming live doing everything entertainment at mytalk1071.com. Colleen Lindstrom. I'm Bradley Trainer. Hi there. What you doing?
Hi. Just doing a radio show. What are you doing?
You want to do some crazy stupid idiots?
Sure.
Hey, let's do it.
Well then, I guess one could say that's a crazy stupid idiot. Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida. And that's where we're going to begin today. We're going to begin in Florida. Hi. That's where a 34-year-old woman named Ashley Nobles from Gainesville has found herself in a wee bit of trouble. See, what she did was she stole some shoes from somebody's house.
Okay, well, that's dumb, but it's I don't know that it's really CSI worthy.
Well, she stole some shoes and...
Shoes.
A diamond ring and a speaker and some hair extensions.
Okay, so that's a few more things, but I mean, I don't know what's weird about that.
Well, she stole two shoes.
Okay.
But that those two shoes were not actually a pair of shoes, and that's what makes her stupid. She stole one Nike shoe and one Converse shoe.
What?
And that is how the victim was able to prove that Ms. Ashley Nobles from Gainesville, Florida, was the person who stole her stuff, because the victim had the other set to the pair. So let's just put it this way.
I'm so confused.
Somebody came in and stole jewelry, a speaker, hair extensions.
Got it.
A Nike shoe and a Converse
shoe. That's kind of weird, right?
So this person had the righties.
Yeah.
And the lefties were lefty behind ease.
Yeah.
And so the victim was able to say, I know it was Ashley Nobles from Gainesville, Florida.
She's walking around with one weird shoe.
Because she's only got two right shoes and they're different shoes. And I got the other ones right here.
Okay. Wow. That was like some Matlock stuff.
Kind of. But my advice then to the thieves is pay attention and make sure you got the right, got the pair of the shoes.
Yeah.
Of the right shoes.
I'm so confused. The right shoe or the left shoe?
The correct shoes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, have you ever had this happen when you go to like Famous Footwear or something like that?
I don't go there.
Well, okay, fine. Insert your favorite shoe store here, Bradley. Okay. And you you open up your size and you're like, oh, there's only one shoe in here. And they're like, oh, the other one's probably the display one.
Or like, yeah, Nordstrom Rack. I love that place. But you got to get one shoe, go over to the thing because they don't trust you.
Right. Exactly. Then you come home and you're like, hold on a second. I have two left feet now.
Oh, yeah. That's awkward.
That's the worst.
Oh, God. I hate that. And you got to go all the way back. Mm-hmm. Oh, I might as well just throw it out the window.
Forget it.
Because I ain't going back.
That's how shoes end up in the road.
It's probably true.
I've been asking
I got the wrong shoe.
Can I just, I'm sorry, pause button, and then can we get to this later? Or we'll go on. But I've always wondered why there are so many shoes in the road and how they get there. Okay, go ahead. Just
deep thoughts by Jack Handy.
I dare you to sit with that for a little bit.
I mean, dare is like
okay, fine. I invite you. I invite you to sit there with that.
At a time of my choosing, I will.
I want you to percolate on that because I guarantee you, you do not have a good answer to that question. Go.
Okay. I would like to tell you a story. A story that takes place in a town called Virginia. I think it's a state.
Okay.
Arlington, Virginia. So imagine yourself in a home in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay.
And you're a woman. You've been asked not to be identified publicly because of what happened.
Okay.
You're sitting in your home. It's a rented home. And all of a sudden you hear noises in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
Clonk, clonk, clonk.
This doesn't sound good.
Clonk, clonk, clonk. I heard footsteps above me, said the lady who remains unidentified. And she thought, well, okay, so apparently the landlord uses that space for storage. So she's like, it's probably the landlord.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So that, you know, I mean, he's using it for storage. He's got his old photo albums, maybe some, you know, record albums, albums, because nobody, you know, it's old.
You don't use those as often. I get it. Sure.
And then clonk, 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 clonk. She's like, that, I don't know. Is that my landlord? I think he might be out of town. Ugh. I don't think that's my landlord. It was not her landlord.
What was it?
Well, she didn't want to go up there herself, so she decided to call police. And the police came.
I support that decision.
Right? Because when in doubt, 911.
Exactly.
So she calls 911 and she says, yeah, clunk clunks in my attic. I'm not sure. My landlord's not around. And they're like, okay, we'll come take a look. Doot, 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 doot. Open the door.
Oh, my God.
There's a man living in her attic.
No, this one, we've heard one like this before.
Yes.
Oh, I don't like it.
A man was found living in her attic for an unknown length of time because he refused to say. He just kind of had this shifty-eyed glance.
And, yeah, you know, I would imagine somebody who lives in your attic unannounced is shifty-eyed at best.
They believe that he entered through an open sliding glass door. And luckily, the police acted very quickly. They do tell you that if you've ever heard, if you ever hear noises in your home, don't hesitate to call for help.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. If that's actually real, I would be calling 911 a lot.
Yeah. I know. How many times you just lay there in bed like, oh, I really hope that's not somebody breaking into my house.
100%.
Because I am too tired to get out of my bed.
The worst. And then what? Oh, well, I can't even.
What noise is that? I hope nobody's dying.
And do you get sleep paralysis?
Well, of course. I actually don't get it much anymore because I don't fall asleep on my back.
Yeah, you've said that before.
That is a chief recipe for sleep paralysis.
Okay, but that's the worst when you start to hear noises and you're in sleep paralysis and you're trying to scream because you are sure somebody's going to kill you.
But I do that in my sleep.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
So I have sleep terrors. That's what they call them because nightmares does not cover what this is.
Uh-huh.
Where I will feel like somebody is in the room.
Yep.
Like crawling through the window and it's very like... And I am trying to get away, but I can't move. And so I scream. Turns out I'm actually screaming out loud. And Jamie will belt me.
How often does this happen?
I'd say probably once a month. I'm just like, because this is what you'll hear. And then it's usually followed by, oh, sorry.
I'm going to call Jamie and ask him to please record the next time that happens because I would like video and or audio of that horrible noise.
It's not cute.
Okay. All right. Hey, don't drink and drive. Okay.
That's please don't drink
the
and
headline
drive.
Of this next story. Just generally speaking, don't drink and drive. And certainly don't do that if you are driving a car with no license plates, no doors, no windshield, and an axe embedded in the roof.
I'm sorry, I don't think that's actually a car.
Right? So here's what happened. This 21-year-old young man, Jared Price, somebody saw the car that fit this description driving erratically. And so they called 911. They said, there's this car. Get a load of this description. No license plate, no doors, no windshield. Oh, and an axe in the roof. And they were
there's legit an axe in the roof.
Yeah, I know. They're like, well, we shouldn't have a problem finding that given that description.
Yeah, you don't probably see many of them on the street.
Right. So sure enough, they were able to find him. It still is unclear as to why the axe was there in the first place. But when they were able to catch up with Mr. Jared Price, they learned that he was on, quote, multiple substances.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah, multiple.
Was the axe like,
ornamental axe? I don't know. They also were able to cite him when they caught up with him, not only for driving with multiple drugs in his system, but also driving without a registration, without insurance, without license plates.
Well, I mean, again,
and without
technically
a front windshield.
Speaking, I'm not quite sure it was an actual car.
Yeah.
I mean, when you don't have windows, a windshield, doors... Yeah,
I mean, he had all the, and it's, oh, and this car is filled with mud. I mean, it just makes you wonder what's going on there.
No, nothing good. Nothing legal.
That's true.
Whew. Hey, you know what I forgot to tell you?
What?
Oh my God. Cat Video Fest is just around the corner, Colleen.
It's true. I'm really excited about it. I know you are too, Bradley. It is happening on Tuesday, August 5th. And that's not the date. Is that the date? That is the date. No, I'm confused because you asked about it yesterday and I second guessed myself.
So anyway, you're blaming it on me?
No, I'm blaming my confusion on myself because that is my responsibility. Anyway, we're deep in the throes here at My Talk Central, putting together the reel of Cat Video Fest videos that will also include a reel from America's Funniest Videos. But you'll want to make sure that you're with us that evening because it is a fun evening. It's not just the videos that we get excited about. It's everything. By the way, it's Tuesday, August 8th. It's everything, including but not limited to Kat Perkins and the Fraidy Cats. They're going to be performing. It's at CHS Field. There are tickets still available. They are $10 a piece. It's so easy.
VIP tickets are sold out, man, so you better get to the brewery.
Yes, and it doors open at 6 o'clock, and lots of fun will be had on the field at CHS Field. And by the way, the people watching is the best. And when I say people watching, I mean people dressed as cats, because that is encouraged.
It was a fun night for all last time. Yeah. So if you have anything better to do, cancel it.
Cancel it.
All right.
You don't need to do that.
When we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, it's time for our daily snap judgment. That's a question we ask listeners to weigh in on over at the Facebooks. Colleen, what did we ask our listeners today?
The weirdest question.
Oh, really? That's the weirdest question?
It is weird. Chili dog or creme brulee?
Chili dog or creme brulee? When we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
There's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me. Baby, you know I love it when the music's loud, but come and strip that down for me. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. We are streaming live and doing everything entertainment at MyTalk1071.com. Colleen Lindstrom, I'm Bradley Trainer, and now it's time for us to head over to our Facebook page, My Talk 107.1, and read through your answers to our daily snap judgment. What was the question we asked listeners today, Colleen?
It's a very simple question. It's a gross question. Chili dog or creme brulee?
Oh my God, I would like to get my lips around either of those things.
Well, because usually they're two kind of similar things, and chili dog and creme brulee are not similar.
Okay, so it's gross. I don't, your logic.
Okay, well, what else? Just, you know what? Go care. With me and let's do this thing. Okay. Today is National Chili Dog Day, and it's also National Creme Brulee Day. Creme Brulee Day. John said, creme brulee, best fancy dessert out there. But if you're a restaurant or server and you break the crispy sugar shell to put the spoon in, I will send it back and you'll have to get me a new one. Breaking the crispy, smoky, burnt sugar shell is the best part.
Wow.
Okay.
Who does that, though? Who would break the crispy shell?
I mean, I'm sure it's purely by accident, if that happens.
Also, I would not want to be your server, John.
Valerie said, gopher bar chili dog, actually called a coney dog. Creme brulee would involve another kitchen gadget, and ain't nobody got time for that. That's why I'll probably never buy an Instant Pot. Nobody needs to cook a roast in 10 minutes. Calm down and crock pot on. I happen to agree.
Yeah, well, you know what? The world doesn't. So you can live over in your Amish village, but I'm over here with science.
An impatient town.
And I'm telling you, I've been eating turkey breast all week going, this is the best turkey breast I've ever had because it's moist.
Oh, my God.
Moister than anything in your dumb crock pot.
Moister?
Yep.
Tina said, creme brulee all the way. Thanks, guys. Now I need a chili cheese burrito and a creme brulee right about meow.
Oh, meow.
We didn't need to know any of that.
What was that?
Where did you come from?
These answers are so long.
Oh my gosh, who turned her mic on?
I don't know.
I did.
Oh my God. Bye.
Bye.
Let's see. Jen said, talk about being polar opposites. I pick creme brulee because it sounds hoity-toity. Raleigh said, this is too easy. Pot de creme brulee. Easy to make and delish. Chili gives you heartburn.
I think it's pot au creme is the actual dessert, and then there's creme brulee. I don't think those are the same thing, so I'm going to buzz.
Yeah, they are two separate things. Yep. Kay said creme brulee. This is like dog food or lobster. Yes.
I don't think so, though. I think they're both amazing food items.
They are. They just don't go in the same
It doesn't matter. Life is full of choices. It's okay. You just have to pick one.
Oh, my gosh, Bradley.
You don't have to put one down
Look at me and sink your breath with me.
No, I can do whatever I want.
I just need a little calmness in my life.
Well, good for you. Go take a Valium.
Chris Ann said, chili dog. Though I rarely turn down food of any kind, I will take savory and salty over sweet most of the time.
Mm.
Oh, that sound was happening. Shelly said chili Pischetti.
Chili Pischetti?
She actually said chili spaghetti, but chili spaghetti with a pile of shredded cheddar on top.
Okay, well now, you know, again, this is not your party.
Can I ask you a question?
Go to spaghetti party.
This is not.
We're over here with chili dog and creme brulee party.
This isn't a chili dog question. This is just a straight up chili question.
Yeah.
Have you ever met people that put rice in their chili?
Of course, yeah. I've served chili with rice before.
But not like mixed into the chili.
No.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Well, I think it's weird, but you know, it is America. It's, you know, many splendid.
If you want
land.
Rice in your chili, you can have
you
rice
can
in
it.
Your chili.
Yeah. I think you serve rice as an accompaniment.
Oh, yeah, you could do that on the side.
And then you plop some chili on top.
Caitlin said creme brulee. I need to know why these two are going against each other. Well, again, it's National Chili Dog Day, and it's National Creme Brulee Day, and so we're celebrating
gold. I really think you could have picked without knowing that, but okay.
Ben said, duh, no-brainer, creme brulee. I just love cracking the outer shell. maybe with some rum chata as well.
God.
Hey! It's the random rum chata reference of the day on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Donnie has just arrived, and he just rolled his eyes. Donnie, you're late. What was holding you up?
I was enjoying a nice tall glass of rum chata.
Okay, that's cute.
Not
we're not playing the music.
Oh, darn.
You know, we missed a great opportunity today. One of my favorite things to do is trot celebrities over near Julia.
Oh, they've met.
They know each other.
He said that he was forced, that they tried to get his clothes off.
Oh, okay. So forget it. Bye.
Well, that's
Randy Harrison was on today.
From Queer as Folk.
Oh yes, yes.
Sunday in the Park.
Yeah, we had him on a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
So you finally got around to him.
Sorry, we are not an afternoon drive time show.
They save the best for last.
Oh, that was a better answer. Yeah, that was a better answer.
Nice try.
Darn it! Because I really do love. We have a picture of Julia standing next to two guys from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and she has no clue. Yes.
Look, somebody famous. Take my picture.
I know. It's just so sad.
It's so funny to me.
And sad.
And I was just going to go with funny because it made me feel better. Okay, that works.
Hey, Donnie, speaking of sad, chili dog or creme brulee?
Chili dog or creme brulee?
Yeah.
Oh, creme brulee. I have a very serious sweet tooth, so I got to go with the creme brulee. I don't care for chili dogs.
I'm going chili dog. You want to know why? I think creme brulee is overplayed. I think it's like I know it's not that I'm too fancy. It's just like everybody was like, we've got a creme brulee and a flourless chocolate cake, and I'm like, can you get some variety?
I thought it was like a melting chocolate cake.
What molten? Whatever. Who cares?
Lava cake.
Yeah, lava cake.
I am going to say chili dog. And I say chili dog because creme brulee, I do think it's a little overdone. And here's what I don't like. I don't like when they try to, you know, like do the, like, I'm going to have the Earl Grey creme brulee.
Oh, yeah.
What?
When they like over flavor it with something. It's a nice hint of lavender.
Make
in
a
your,
creme brulee. Yeah. Because in and of itself, if you do it right, it should be amazing. It doesn't need anything else.
It doesn't. Mm-mm. You're right about that.
Mm-mm. You know?
I'm with you.
And a chili dog, man, I mean, that'll just
make you
feel so good inside.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a chili dog. Yeah.
Warm and just cheesy.
Again, it's one of those things. It's kind of like the Taco Bell experience. When you're having it, it's great. The next day, it's a little
That's
regretful.
The actual Taco Bell experience.
the day after. Let's not be trashing Taco Bell now.
Donnie, we have a problem.
You can't stop eating
Taco Bell.
We've been talking about Taco Bell and other fast foods. Do you have any fast food shame, Donnie?
Fast food shame?
Yeah. Like, is there ever... No, you're just like, if you eat it, you eat it. It's no big deal.
I don't care.
Because I was telling the story, and I wasn't telling it out of school because I know Stephanie Hansen has said this on the air before. She loves Taco Bell.
Okay.
And she has been known to get the Taco Bell and then shame eat it in her car. She'll drive it to a place where she can eat in peace where nobody knows her.
That's silly.
I think it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Eat your Taco Bell with pride. But we did get a tweet from somebody who said, oh, funny, you guys are talking right now. I'm sitting in the parking lot eating my fast food right now. I can't go home or the kids will be mad.
Well, that's different, I think.
Yeah.
Because then the kids will say, where's ours?
Yeah, that's irritating. Yeah.
And I will say, you know, it's fun to just eat alone.
Okay, what? Do you know what Bradley does?
Can I eat alone?
He loves to eat alone. I think this is creepy.
Okay, well,
Bradley drive. Everybody misunderstands. The first part of this is not weird to me, that you go to a cemetery.
Yeah, I eat in a cemetery.
Yeah, but he sits in his car and eats in the cemetery.
What's
and I'm like, get
that?
Out of the car and like find a bench.
It's no, because I got my radio. I got my climate control.
That's a little
got my
weird.
Comfy seats.
Thank you, Donnie. I don't think
nature.
It's, yeah,
it's beautiful over at.
It is
in the car. You're not enjoying nature.
I have the window down.
That's not the
it's
same.
Not the same.
Smell
you
the
might
ground.
As well just watch it.
I don't care.
Why don't you sit in front of
Why
your TV?
Why are you all up in my grill?
Well, because you're
nobody
being weird.
And we don't like weird
excuse
things.
Excuse me.
Eating alone sounds like a quick trip to choking.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We didn't bring the sad trombone.
Jeez.
Wow.
Jeez. Now I got to worry about dying alone.
Man.
Because the inter.
Wow, the inter.
But in a cemetery, no less, Bradley. In
yeah,
a cemetery.
Well, hey, Ben, you know, it's a short trip.
Yeah. Can we hire her
is there
permanently?
A discount?
She's really good.
Yeah. All right. Up next, Lori and Julia. Can we have Kaha sit in with them?
Oh, let's see how
that
goes.
I want to watch those fireworks.
30 seconds. She quits.
We'll be back tomorrow right here on My Talk 107.1.